It's a marvelous night for a moon dance, with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz back with you again, of course, and it's been our ritual to bring you the best and the most news about markets. And of course, we did yesterday, and we're going to continue on today. As I did an interview for Voices of Global Freedom. I agree with what they had to say or not. They've been on my airways, and they are. They go by their counter-terrorists, Backpack and Yoda. But we're going to pick this one up in the middle, where somebody had actually called in and wants me to be on their radio network. So let's get back to the interview, and we can check it out. We will continue through this through the rest of the day, and I'll be coming in and out interspersonally telling you what's going on. So here, let's get back to the interview.
A wonderful place. Played many golf events there over the years, and I have to tell you, Bubba, in front of the whole listenership right now, that your show needs to be on the Leading Edge Radio Network, and I love your style, man.
I appreciate it. I love it, and I appreciate what you have to say. And I love sharing with everybody, because I think that, you know, we all need to be better at what we do, and really all kind of take care of each other.
Stryker is a personal friend, but we go back a ways. He was a professional golfer for a while, ran around hitting a little ball around. Speaking of playing, he's starting a new network. It'll have a bunch of channels. One you'll be interested in. I won't try to tell you about it. One we're joining him in is a military channel, and the other is a law enforcement channel. So we back him to the hilt. Also, he owes me a couple donuts now. He's made a couple bad bets with me. But as an old street dog copper, I'm into the donut thing.
All right.
Anyway, we're glad Stryker's a friend.
It's great to work with Stryker. Honor and privilege, sir. Likewise. Even though I am down 2-0, never count me out. But, you know, I knew they were bad going in. Cause, you know, never bet against Yoda. My only thought about that was, if you have a scenario where Yoda says, you know, I think this is going to be an X turnout, definitely make sure to cover yourself on both sides of the trade. And then if there's a way you can social engineer your way out of it as a possible, you know, 300-1 return, sure, why not? You can always try it. But you know what? I'm batting 1,000 in the wrong direction, Yoda.
That's pretty good strike.
Bubba's one of these powerhouse turbine guys. You're all younger than I am, but I reach back a long ways to his age. Bubba just is one of these guys. I don't know how he fits it all in a 24-hour period, really. And he gives a lot of ways. One of us, Stryker, he's got a kids program, a high school program, teaching kids about finance, which they sorely need, as you're aware. Anyway, quite a guy.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just what little I've been able to hear today, I've probably heard just about most all of the show, but I heard just enough to know that the Bubba Show definitely needs to be on the Leading Edge Radio Network. And there's a lot of good guys, don't get me wrong, who do financial shows, but, you know, some of them are just a little too syrupy sweet, and some of them are just, well, you know, I don't know. Some of those guys are really, really full of themselves. But, Bubba, I think there's a mix there that, you know, you'd have a fine home with us. And anybody that lives that close to Portillo's, definitely a friend of mine.
I got two within 3 miles of me, so I'm in good shape, fat and happy.
You're the man. Well, your picture would look good on the Leading Edge Radio personality wall next to Yoda and Backpack. I think that's where it would end up going. So we will definitely have to talk about you. Are you, in fact, shameless plug here, but Are you heard daily, weekly? How often are you heard on air?
I'm heard daily. I do an hour every day, 5 days a week, and believe it or not, I do a sports show on the weekends for Saturdays.
Oh my God! Oh, that's wonderful! Wow, you're really hitting my hot button now.
I'm an ex-golfer. Okay. I used to be the best 11 in the country until I got old and fat and hurt my back. But yeah, I was. That was the best 11 in the country at one time or another.
Awesome, awesome. Well, it's always a great honor to meet someone like you and to get to be on the air with Yoda and Backpack. And definitely, guys, do you think maybe before Stryker signs off today that maybe he should get a warm welcome from Mr. Robinson's neighborhood, we don't want to say Roberts, but we'll just say Mr. Robinson's neighborhood.
Well, we might take a pass on that today. Our board has been lighting up, and we get a lot of questions talking about other shows. Jill out of Sacramento, California, wanted to ask Bubba, what do you think about that Mad Money Kramer show?
Kramer's a smart guy. Built his own trust, which is how he's able to kind of put stocks out there the way he does. I'm not a fan I would never buy anything based on what Kramer said. And of course I would never expect anybody to buy on what I say. I think that everybody needs to learn to look for themselves. Again, this goes back to your money. Look for yourself and say, oh, that guy makes sense. This looks pretty good. I think it looks reasonable for me to want and get involved. I have nothing against Jim Cramer. I think that he's a smart guy, but you know, his charitable trust benefits a lot because he's able to tout stocks on air because it's not him trading himself. But certainly he can be entertaining and the whole deal, but you know, I don't watch it myself. I mean, I have seen it, but I don't watch it. And you know, he's a very smart guy. That's all I can say.
Well, one of the things that we've seen in reports that they've taken monkeys with who can throw darts, and they can predict the market as good as Kramer.
I don't want to take it away from Kramer. I will put it this way, okay? I don't like the big excitement, the rah 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 rah, you know, all that stuff, okay? And I think that, and I think that's a disservice in general. Which is, but the disservice, if you're blindly following anybody, as you guys both know from what you do, you can't blindly follow. You have to have facts and data to support, which is why you become so big at what you do, right? So, you know, I don't, you know, it's not only the question of what percentage you hit, because truthfully, in a market, if you do it well, your percentage doesn't have to be as high. The problem is how do you manage the losses when you have to get out, and how do you manage the wins when you stay in? And that comes back down to a mathematical probability model, which nobody talks about but me and my radio partner a lot, the Badger. We're very mathematical about it. It's because trading and investing is a probability model. And for those of you out there who might play gin or backgammon or bridge and poker, those are games of skill. Those are not games of luck. You can be unlucky for a short period of time, but over time, the better player will always win. And we talk about that a lot on air here, is how the better player will always win, which also ties us in. You know, the Bubba Show is now on demand at libertytalk.fm. If you ever missed any of the shows, you want to get to them, you go to libertytalk.fm on demand and go to the Bubba Show. But the probability numbers we always talk about, we also write about them in the Bubba Report, which is new. The May issue is out, and certainly would love to see you come aboard. It's $99 a year. You get a minimum of 12 issues. Certainly would like to see you as one of them, one of my subscribers. And check it out. You get over 200 years of experience in the marketplaces. But for now, we're going to step out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz.
An orange stray cat sitting on a fence. Ain't got enough dough to pay the rent.
Hey, traders, are options your game? Well, guess what? Bubba and Badger are going to put together a 12-week webinar series to teach you options from the very beginning to the very complex strategies. We will be doing a one-hour, once-a-week webinar telling you exactly what options are, where they become effective, and how to use them. Now, there's going to be a cost here. If you have some interest in learning the option market from the apps from the very beginning, if you've never traded options before, or if you are someone who wants to get a little bit more experience and get an idea from 75 years of training and trading, I urge you to email me now at bubba@thebubbashow.org because I want to hook you up. There is going to be a cost associated with this. I will be happy to discuss it with you personally, but get involved. 12 sessions with Bubba and Badger, 1 hour training. Email me, bubba@thebubbashow.org now. What's up, Bubba Show listeners? Bubba here. You know, I've always thought of ways to better educate and better help the individual trader and investor, as well as some of the brokers out there. But one of the things I always found out was the lack of real good, solid information. You know, are you tired of the fear ads? Are you tired about the fear mongers grabbing out to you and telling you how the world is coming to an end? We all know that the market has had a dramatic run here, and at some point it's going to sell off and there's going to be a big correction, and we're going to have another bear market at some point. Does that mean you should pull your investing out? Does that mean you should change things? Well, Bubba has a couple of strategies to offer you, and we do talk about options protection for a long-term portfolio and how to keep you in the game. But one of the things that we do have coming out in the year 2015 is I have assembled a team of experts that are going to put together a monthly newsletter for everybody that will come out the first of every month talking about the overall market conditions, whether you talk about commodities, alternative investments, equities, oil, everything that you can imagine that you can be involved in. And we are going to do this each and every month. We've got the top guys in the business, Keith Bliss, Scott Chalady, myself, the Badger. We're all going to be writing and contributing to this particular newsletter. And this is something that will be each and every month. The first of the month will be delivered to you through email. We're going to be working on this. The subscription fee for this is $99 a year. You will get 12 issues loaded with strategies, webinars. You'll be invited to webinars. It will be the answer to all of your investing needs. All you need to do is email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org and say, I want to be part of that letter. I want to be ahead of everybody else because you will be there if you do so. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org right now and get you hooked up. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, at the end of the last segment, we started talking about the probabilities and how they work and how the Badger and I go about it. And you can now listen to me explain it to others over on the Voices of Global Freedom on their network. So let's get back to that interview. Win. So it's a probability model. It's like trading. The probabilities given equal money to everybody, the one who understands the probabilities and how to maneuver will be able to survive and battle the worst of it, where the people that like to fly and don't want to take the proper precaution, kind of like the over-better in poker, will end up broke. And that is what we talk about a lot, is the probability of things happening, because again, it is a probability model. Trading is all about the probabilities, and which is why we can say that there will be, with a 100% probability, another market collapse, because it's always happened, and this time will not be different.
Yeah, one of the things is I've traveled the United States. One of the most incredible places I recommend everybody going to is the coast of Texas. I went to a museum there, and it's really amazing how much oil is used in so many products. That it's not just at the pump. I think part of our education of people is that oil is used for practically most everything nowadays, it seems, and how much that factors into pumping out, you know, millions of barrels of oil. And they had a display case where they showed like all these dolls and all these things that are made out of oil, that it's not just gas. Have you experienced some of that, Todd?
Well, I mean, oil is, big oil is involved in anything. I mean, if you go back to the old days of vinyl top cars, those were made from oil. I mean, oil is involved in many, many things. And, you know, and that's the big problem. You know, that's where big oil makes so much money, is from all these other things in which oil is involved in. And that is where, you know, we kind of drop the ball. You know, everybody wants to run to natural gas and run to this and that. And I have no problem. I mean, I believe that we should have a true alternative. But, you know, of course, it comes back to money, right? Life comes down to two things. One of them is money. And as long as big oil is in charge, you know, you're not going to see great progress in some of these other alternative energy sites, because we've seen it happen over and over again. Every time there's a problem, let's take care of natural gas, because there's plenty of that as well. But what happens every time we come out of the problem? We forget about natural gas. And that's something, see, that's what we need to be working on now, is to develop that alternative plan in case we do run out of oil. But again, there is hundreds of years of supply of oil based on current usage right in the United States of America. So it will continue to be involved in all products. And, you know, we can talk about the environment, we can talk about the damage, but in the meantime, with all the problems that industry and oil have caused, the average lifespan is much greater. The life cycle is, you know, we're now average age was 75, which means we need to move our Social Security up already to 75 instead of 65. But, you know, the number of drugs we produce that help people live longer and healthier and live better lives. I mean, you know, are we going to really sit there and talk about how bad everything is for the environment when you look around and things are growing and we see people living longer, healthier, and having more chances? I mean, I you know, again, there's another argument for another day, but that's what I see.
I argue that global warming is the biggest ripoff in history that I know of. Imagine a bunch of windmills, Obama's windmills, that were tried 100 years ago. They failed then. You can't replace stuff with windmills. It's just not happening, gentlemen.
I do not disagree with that. I think that that's probably, you know, again, there's things that we can do, but certainly, if you look at, you know, global warming, you know, and you talk about the coldest winter we've had, every year it gets colder, and so I'm wondering where the warming is coming from. But the truth of the matter is that you look at what's going on and you continue to see, again, the only thing I can compare to is human life. And since human life is extending, I can't see that there's major problems.
We happen to know there's a cover-up of solar panels aren't allowed to be made here. They're made in China. They catch on fire on your roof a lot. They have a powerful Obama-supported lobby now, so his 75% liberal press doesn't get it out there, but good way to burn your house down. Well, that'd provide light for a few minutes, I guess.
that is true. Yeah, let there be light.
One of the things I'm in huge favor of is building the Keystone Pipeline. It's proven that it's much safer to move oil using a pipeline rather than, you know, we unfortunately, we just heard about the Amtrak horrific thing, and moving it either by train or by that is oil, either train or by truck is much more dangerous and much more actually horrific for our environment. But having a pipeline that goes from the Canada area through the Dakotas, unfortunately, that was vetoed, but that was such a disaster and abomination. You know, what are your thoughts, Todd?
Well, I think they should have. I think we should have the pipeline, but of course, there are people that don't want it. And of course, Warren Buffett accumulated all those railroads because, you know, he was betting that it wasn't going to happen. So I'm sure he had nothing to do with it. But you know, we didn't want to create all those jobs and all that potential and bring the oil in. I was for it. I'm still for it, but of course, this is, you know, one of the problems. This is where it comes back down to the money, right? This is, you know, who's getting the right amount to say yes or no. And I thought it would have been very good to have the pipeline, but again, unfortunately, I don't get a vote on that part of it.
Well, our bar's lighting up. We're getting lots of questions, and it's been a great show with you. Where are all the places where people can find you, Bubba?
The best thing to find me in general is the Bubba Show thebubbashow.org. It's thebubbashow.org. Check it out. I write every day for it. I've got guest writers. If you become a member, it's free to become a member. We do have some things that we do charge for, but it's free to become a member. And I've got guys that write for me from all the floors across the nation. We've got a lot of great information. And of course, the Bubba Show is on all over the place. There's a list of networks on my emails. I send out an email every week of a week in review, which you can certainly sign up for, right there at the bubbashow.org. But again, anybody want to reach out to me, bubba@thebubbashow.org. I'd be happy to answer any question. It's been a great pleasure to be on with you guys. I enjoy when you're on my show, and I'm glad that I could come on yours, because it's always good to educate the people, because I think that that's one of the biggest things that we lack. And I want to make sure that, you know, in life, everybody is educated, because we all want to have a fair shot to compete.
Neither of our shows would exist without the audiences, of course. Nor would Stryker's new network. And from the results today, man, you are getting the highest marks. I think my computer here, there's going to be little smoke coming up out of the computer with questions we're getting for you. We've got to get you back on soon, brother.
Anytime. I'm available anytime for you guys. I respect you, and I like what you do. And anytime you want me, you just let me know. I'll be happy to come back.
Don't run away now. Give us a few tips on the scenario I asked you about earlier. Here comes ISIS with a large incident somewhere in a major city and or a bunch of active shooters in soft targets or vehicle-borne explosions around the country. What's going to happen then, and what should people do in anticipation of that, brother?
The market is going to collapse as it did. I mean, if we go back to 2001, 9/11, as sad as a day as it was in American history, the market itself was dying and looking for a reason to sell off. That was the reason that eventually we sold off and had a major correction back in 2001. And we will get, that will be probably a driving event, and I'm not doubting the fact that we will have what you're saying is going to happen, because we continue to be so soft against these things here. But what people should be doing is they should have some sort of protective hedge against their portfolio so that they can withstand the downside movement. I'll give a quick description. And when we come back from the break, I will give that quick description. But again, remember, the Bubba Show can be heard at libertytalk.fm on demand. And make sure that you check out the new Bubba Report, because it will talk about the hedging. And, of course, I've offered this in the past and had great response to it, but I'm offering it again. If you'd like to get my link on how to hedge your portfolio, it'll give you a general idea. All you have to do is email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. So go ahead and check that out, and we're going to step out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be back right after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me...
Traders, have you ever heard the term, there is no time like the present? Well, Bubba's here telling you there is no time like the present. The Badger and me have put together a series of webinars, a 12-week webinar package of teaching you options from the very beginning. In other words, if you don't know anything about options, it's for you. If you're very advanced in options, it's for you, because we're going to get to all of the strategies that you can possibly ever want to get to trade, invest, or protect your long-term portfolio. This will be a group that is a maximum size of 10 participants per webinar series, in which the Badger and I will teach you basically one-on-one how options work, how they trade, how they benefit you, and how to help you increase yield on your current portfolio or put yourself in a better place of trading going forward. All you need to do to get more information is email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. There is a cost to this program, but email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org, and I'll give you all the information that you need to know. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. as we start to move into 2015, don't you think it's time you started to take care of your portfolio? Don't you think it's time that you decided that you were going to be the one in control? Don't you think it's time that you take control of your investing life? Well, Bubba's got just the answers for you. You know, if you stay with me on the Bubba Show, you know that I talk often about how to protect your portfolio, what to do. Well, now I'm going to make available to you some great trading tips on how to better improve your portfolio, how to better improve your trading performance. And all you have to do to get those is to email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org, and I'm going to hook you up. Again, we're going to continue to build the website. We're going to continue to build the business. So all you need to do is email me to bubba@thebubbashow.org and say, I want some help. I want to be better in 2015. Email me, bubba@thebubbashow.org. Advisors and investors, it's 2015. The stock market has not gone had a 10% correction for over 5 years. I think it's time for you to check out my friends over at Circle Squared Alts. At Circle Squared Alts, ALTS.com. That's our friend Jeff Sika, who has an alternative investment strategy that will help you become a better investor, a better trader, and it's great at matching trader to advisor. We have a program that helps advisors and teaches how to hedge out a normal portfolio without having to get out of your portfolio. We also have advice for investors and how to direct them to the right advisor. So if you're an advisor or if you're an investor, you have to check out Circle Squared Alts, ALTS.com, my man Jeff Sika, and check it out, because I'm telling you right now, we all need more and a better way to trade and invest. Check it out, CircleSquaredAlts.com. Hey, Bubba Show listeners, you know how important education is to Bubba and how I preach that we need to learn and understand. Well, I've developed a high school curriculum for all of you educators out there that you can bring into your school at no cost to the school, which gives you everything from investing, from learning how to open up a credit card to a bank account, to all the way to trading sophisticated strategies. And you can work at your own pace. I have produced all the material that you will need to be a better teacher, investor yourself, as well as bringing it on to the young people of the world, because you know how important I do think that education is. I want you to email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get more information, more detail. You can take a quick look at my site at highschoolinvesting.com, but email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org because I want to hook your school up and make you guys better and help you help yourselves while you're helping your students. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, we're talking about the probabilities and about hedging and how important it is to make sure that your portfolio is hedged properly, so that you can withstand if there is another terrorist attack, if there is another problem, that your money won't go crumbling away as it's done in the past. So let's get back to talking about the hedge, but I will once again make the offer available to those who want it. Email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org, and I'll be happy to send you out the hedging video that I did. And so let's get back to the interview. Of what you do, if you know anything about options, which a lot of people don't, but obviously we give a great explanation, but it's just you're buying a put spread out in the future, which protects you from the downside, and you're selling call spreads in the near term to create yield. At the end of the day, if the market goes down, you're protected. If the market goes up, you make money. So basically, for a very small amount of money, based on your overall portfolio, you can be 100% protected no matter which way the market goes. You'll make money if it goes up, and you'll protect your money if it goes down. And that's where everybody should be, because at the end of the day, we know that that collapse is coming. And rather than trying to time the market and get out ahead of it, because people have been out for the last 3 years, who thought that the top was in already, have not been able to participate. So better to be protected and in and benefit from when the markets sell off than out trying to figure out and guess the next time to get back in. And that's what I would do.
Sounds like an insurance policy.
It is a form of insurance, but unfortunately, we do pay a little bit of premium up front. But if things go properly, they actually pay us to have the insurance as well. This strategy will make money either way the market goes in your long-term portfolio. If the market goes straight up immediately when you put the strategy on, you will not make 100 cents on a dollar. You'll probably only make 85 cents on that dollar, but you'll still make money and participate. But if the market collapses when you put this on, you will not lose any of your portfolio, which is a lot better way to be.
We have a lot of coppers, firefighters, military agents in our audience. They want to know how their average copper salary across the country is $53,000. They want to know how they might start into the market.
Well, when you start into the market, you know, you start with a small amount. First of all, anytime you invest money, it should be money, not that you're going to have to pay the rent, mortgage, car payment, kids' tuition, whatever. It cannot be. It has to be risk capital when you're starting out, because that's just the fundamental basis of any investment. Always carry some risk. If there's no risk, there's no reward. So you start out with a small percentage of your money. And when you first start out, obviously there's nothing really to have to hedge, but knowing police officers and guys like that, most of them have pensions. And those pensions are typically tied up into the stock market. So they should think about protecting that pension because they're actually already invested in the markets. Now, but for as far as investing new or investing your money, you want to find fundamentally solid companies that may be at the right time to buy on a technical basis. But we'll just use it. We'll throw out an example that's very simple. Let's just say AT&T, a phone company. Been around a gazillion years, doesn't go up real fast, doesn't go down real fast, but it does spit out a 5% annual dividend, which what you want to do when you invest is you want to let those dividends reinvest. You want to use, it's called the DRIP program, Dividend Reinvestment Program, and you want to continue to let it reinvest every time they pay a dividend, highs, lows, you don't care. You continue to invest and reinvest. And before you know it, if you continue to invest every paycheck or whatever, and what I recommend is to try to pay yourself first, okay? Find a couple of stocks you like, or maybe a couple of mutual funds you like. It doesn't have to be a stock. It can be a couple of funds. But the younger you are, the better off you are, because if you start now when you're young and you say start with $100 a month, once you get a base on most mutual funds, I think the minimum is like $1,000. Okay, but you can find a good fund that you may want to be involved with, in which you'd put in $1,000, and every month you want to send in like $100 or $50, whatever it is you can afford. Make that your first check that you write every month. You send it to, I'm not touting anybody, but the one I can think of off the top of my head is American Funds. You send $100 or $50 or 20, whatever the number that you can afford, but you want to make it consistent. You want to make that part of your monthly bills. You want that to be budgeted. If you take that money and you send that in every month and you invest in the dividend reinvestment program, and then once that money gets to a reasonable amount of value, and let's say it goes to $10,000 where it becomes worth protecting from a market collapse, but if you build that, you would be surprised at how fast that portfolio will compound over time. And, you know, just interesting enough, if you would have taken $10,000 and put it in Warren Buffett's fund back in 1985, it'd be worth about $10 million. Now, I'm not saying that will be your result, but the fact is that if you let money compound over time in good, solid companies, they will be able to overcome the downside of any market. They will continue to grow. You have to be patient enough to let them grow and not try to take the money, because you will be able to survive any of these little tricks or quicks in the market that happens as they go. But you have to leave the market be. You have to let the money grow, and you have to continue to add to it, because if you do that, you will compound it. And I assure you that money you're putting in today at $100 a month or whatever it happens to be will grow in the future. And that's how you do it safely. Again, you don't take the rent money. You don't want to margin yourself up. You want to take exactly what you can afford. So give up one, beer a week or whatever it is, and take that and put it away and you will find out that when you come to that retirement age, you'll have a nice package, a bundle of money there.
Hello?
Hello?
Welcome to Voices of Freedom. We just got a caller. If you want to go ahead and ask a question to Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Oh, wait, first, can I make a birthday shout-out? She's a big-time listener. Her name's Lou Skunt. She, I just want to openly confess to the fact that I stole all of her pension. Thought that was related to the show as well. And I'm also going to admit that I stole your pension to buy trees. I'm also going to admit... All right, put my dick in all this.
Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I have a question. Okay. So, how do you think global warming is affecting my backyard?
All right, that's enough, caller. Call one of your childish other stations you listen to. Bubba, I inadvertently withheld that the average first responder's wife makes about 35 grand. Nonetheless, a backpack question, how much would you like to see people save for the rainy day?
I mean, I'd like people to save as much as they can. You know, I think that that's, I'm not a big fan of the, you know, overbuying and overspending and putting money into things that you don't necessarily need. I think that, you know, marketing dollars are meant to trap the average American. You know, for example, we've all seen that 0% financing sign and we go, oh yeah, well I got to get that. But what nobody realizes is when you go in for that 0% financing, in the small print it says, and if this is not paid in full by this date, interest goes back to day one at some ridiculous usury rate in which then they end up repossessing the TV set that you bought at 0%. I think we need to learn to live within our own means and continue to save for that rainy day, because the rainy day, it always rains. It always rains when you can least afford it. And if you stop and think about it for a minute and say, you know what, I need to put away more money and be more prepared for life, because as we all know, life happens, I think you're in a much better spot than just buying and buying and buying and, you know, not worrying about what happens tomorrow, because tomorrow we'll get here. And unfortunately for some of us, it gets here far too quickly. And when it does get here, we end up having to work long farther than we thought we would have to, because we forgot to take care of it when we could. And so, you know, I'd like to see everybody put away as much as they can, but certainly, you know, try to put away 10% of your income if you can afford to each and every month.
I think, what's his name down there in Texas, our good friend Stryker, ought to put some donuts away from me. What do you think, Doctor?
Well, I learned too, you don't bet with Yoda. You're not going to win. That's just how it happens. That's just how it works.
Stryker, what wisdom have you got for us, brother? You've lived a while. You've been a professional golfer, a merchant. You've been a radio authority. What wisdom you got for us, brother?
Well, our good friend Stryker, he had to go. He had a golf tournament, a big event that was coming up. But it's been great having Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're really excited about your program. You're already in 45 high schools about financial education. Where's all that going?
Well, I plan on being in every high school in the country at some point, because what I've done is I give the program away to the high school for free. But now it's to a point where I have to be able to find some sponsorship and some funding, because it's not cheap to continue to give all this stuff away. And plus, I actually taught it myself for 2 years at a couple of smaller high schools when I first started it. But it does take a lot of time and a lot of education. So I am now, you know, looking for some sponsorship to help me. But I plan on giving it to every high school in the country. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're now talking about going into the high schools and the financial literacy program that I'm offering, and I want to make sure that everybody gets a hold of it. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
And John Kander, orchestrated by Don Costa and stolen by me. Start spreading the news. I am leaving today.
I want to be
traders. Are you tired of all the fear propaganda out there? Just a few years ago, the dollar was no longer going to be the reserve currency. Are you tired of hearing all the crap from everybody who's trying to settle and peddle you fear? Well, listen to me. Bubba here has decided to assemble a staff of the top traders, and these are real traders, in the world, putting together a monthly newsletter for you, the individual trader, talking about what's going on in the markets, what we expect to go on in the markets, and how to help you profit from them. It's strictly going to be news-related, telling you things we're seeing and things you should be looking for. Now, this is going to have a cost. It's going to be $99 a year. I've got the top experts in the world, all names that you will recognize that are all real traders. To get involved, just email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. The cost is $99 a year to get this monthly report every single month. So email me now at bubba@thebubbashow.org. Traders, 2015 is going to be your year. And what I want you to look at is I want you to look at a product that I'm involved in called the Options Money Machine. It's a service that we offer that creates weekly opportunities to take benefit of the weekly options by selling spreads, collecting credit, and creating an income stream for yourself. Now, as Bob always says, no trades or series of trades are always guaranteed. But over the last 18 months, my Options Money Machine program has generated over a 65% return. I want you to check it out and see if it's right for you. That is the Options Money Machine. And all you have to do to get more information is email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. And I will be happy to hook you up, walk you through the program, show you how it works. But it is the Options Money Machine that is done with a weekly webinar every Thursday. All you have to do is email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get hooked up with the Options Money Machine. Hey, Bubba Show listeners. Have you checked out the Sunday night call yet? If you haven't, you're making a huge mistake. And Bubba's going to tell you why. Each and every Sunday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, the Badger and me break down trades for the week. We watch them, we manage them, we recommend them, we help you trade them, we help you become more successful. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org. I will send you a link to give you a one-month free trial and where you can check out 4 Sundays of what we're doing on the Sunday night call and decide if it's really for you. What you need to do is you need to email me right now at bubba@thebubbashow.org. I want to hook you up. I want you to be a part of my team. I want you to be better, and I want 2015 to be better than any year you've ever had. So email me now at bubba@thebubbashow.org, and I'll send you a link and hook you up for a free month of Sunday night calls. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and of course we want to continue on our financial literacy and talking with Yoda and Backpack on the Voices of Global Freedom. So let's get back to that interview to help them educate the youth, because I think that's one of the things we forget, and of course the youth then becomes the elderly, and the elderly that they weren't educated, so nobody gets educated. And I think that's one of the problems, is the literacy of this country and finances is lacking, and we need to learn how to do it better for everybody.
We want to put that up on our sister magazine, magnifiedview.com, which we will this week. Tell us a little what you're communicating to the little kids.
Well, we have a website, and you can check it out at highschoolinvesting.com. And what I've done is I've built an entire curriculum, starting out with learning what your credit score is, credit cards, credit score, learning how to bank, learning how to about insurance, learning about annuities, then learning about stock market investing. And we take it, our program is built that it can go all the way from the very beginning into extremely sophisticated future strategies, depending on how long the class goes and how good the class is. In other words, at learning the program. But one of my students, one of my classes, in California that I have a couple of schools that are outside of the state of Illinois. They just won the award. They won first place at Wharton for a national contest in investing. And because what we want to teach is how to understand every part of the investing world. And that doesn't mean just the stock market. Doesn't mean just the option market or the futures market. It means, as you see now, obviously commercials have gotten the hang of it as well. Your credit card is in sport. Your credit score is important to you. Why? Because it will determine the rate in which you're going to pay interest on. Is your house your best investment? Okay. Or should you mortgage your house and not pay it off in full and take that money? Can you get a better return somewhere else by borrowing that money? And those are the kind of things we teach, but most people do not understand. And it's sad that we have got to this point because it's so important for your future, because we know one thing for sure, right? Social Security is going to fail. And somewhere the group is not going to get that money back.
How do you see it failing? What'll happen to ancient people like your man Yoda here?
Well, I mean, Social Security is going to fail because there's not enough money. And if they continue to ignore the fact that they have to raise the age, and they can't raise it for people that are close to retirement, but what should be done today is they should say, okay, anybody who's 25 and younger, new retirement age is 75 or 80. You know, the system was built as a Ponzi scheme. I mean, that's really what it is, right? You keep paying in, that you hope you get out at the end. But what happens to every Ponzi scheme? Eventually, the guys at the end of the line never get their money out. But with the government, with what they're doing and the way they've handled it, and then you take into consideration the way they handle everything else, which is the post office. Why is the post office still in business as it currently stands? I have nothing against postal workers. I think that, you know, right now the post office should have a hiring freeze, and they should be closing post offices because they're not, you don't need a post. I mean, in my neighborhood, I have five post offices within a 2.5 mile drive of my house. What is the benefit of that? Okay. They have post offices out in the rural communities that serve two people. So they have two employees to serve two people in a facility. Now, I don't advocate firing those people. Move them into other offices as they retire. Let them go. But they're supporting buildings and everything else. That's a problem. Okay, but Social Security itself is a problem because, you know, you're not paying in enough. And certainly now, with the way money has become stagnant, it's the investing part of it has not grown either. So you're paying to take your own, and it's not a good idea. It'd be better off to force everybody to put money into a mutual fund or something of that nature, where they were forced to save it, because you know that people would not save if they weren't, but have it not regulated by the government, but controlled by an independent third party, watching that money grow and letting it invest and not being able to take it out and taking it out just as you do now at age 65 or age 75, whatever age you want to make it.
Well, we support you, Todd Bubba Horowitz, on Voices of Global Freedom Radio. We really encourage you to, and we'll follow up with you frequently about how your program's going. We just recently had an award-winning show about with Dr. Peg Lukzik, who worked for the Secretary of Education. It was an incredible expose on the Common Core, how it's really communistic and Islamic teaching, and how these horrible things, and one of the things that she pointed out, which is really waking up, is that, for example, the famous Ben Carson, who's a neurosurgeon now, who looks like he's running for president, had he been raised in Common Core, he would have been a janitor. But Dr. Peg Lukzik is a great guest. We encourage other people to have her on their show. She's just really with it, and she travels around, devoted her whole life to education. And she, one another thing that was shocking she pointed out was that Bill Gates Foundation spent $300 million for Common Core, but Bill Gates himself doesn't put his kids in those classrooms. He has private school, a completely different school. And so what are your thoughts about this Common Core?
I hear this all the time, and you know, the whole school system itself to me is flawed, because the way that they are funded from government is by test scores. So they're, instead of teaching practical skills, they're teaching how to take the next test, which I find to be very disturbing. as a father, that now my kids are gone, but out of high school. But I think that's, we don't teach kids life skills. We teach them how to take the next test. And I think that to me is a dramatic problem. And this whole core thing. And of course you've got guys like Gates who give money all over the world, but yet they don't let their kids run through the program. And again, that's a shame that we can do that. But of course, when you have all the money in the world, you can do what you want. And that's nothing I can do about that. I don't agree with it, but again, that's up to them. And that's what they've earned. But again, I'm not a big fan of guys like that who give all their money out of this country when there's plenty of people in this country that need their help as well. So that's a whole nother story for another day.
It's been great having you on. What are some of the takeaways from our interview today?
Well, I think that, you know, just everybody needs to understand their own portfolio, their own investing strategy. What are their life's goals? Where they want to be? But remember that tomorrow will be here before you know it, and be prepared for everything. You know, as you guys preach all the time, you have to be prepared. You know, you have to be prepared for what's the worst that can happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow, but if you're prepared for it, then it wouldn't be a shock and you'll be ready, so you won't be affected. So make sure that you learn how to invest. Make sure you learn how to read and understand more about your own portfolio, and don't let just one person control your financial future. I think it's important for you to control your own financial future. Even if you're using an advisor, at least understand why the advisor is doing what he or she is doing and how it's going to affect you if they're wrong. Again, I'm a big advocate of having a planner and having somebody help you, but at least you should have an understanding yourself of what could go wrong, and make sure that you're in full agreement with what they're doing as well.
How do you pick an advisor?
When you're picking an advisor, you want to find you want to go through like some of your friends and ask who they're using, but you want to interview them as if you are looking them for yourself, so that you get the best potential advisor that fits your style and who you are the best. Again, you know, we always believe in having more help to operate our portfolios. And of course, that's one of the reasons I'm offering once again my hedging video, which I did with the Badger, in which you can check out how to hedge your portfolio. You can also find a lot of that information on the Bubba Report, which is the May issue is out. We'll have at least 12 issues a year, if not more. But it'll be a combination of 200 years of trading experience between the Badger, myself, Keith Bliss, Scott Chalady, Bonnie Pittenger, and Mike Brown, all anxious to help serve you and help make your financial life better. So that'll do it for today. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow, but make sure you check out thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get signed up for the Bubba Report. It is awesome, if I do say so myself. And for $99 a year, it gives you a lot of great information to help make your portfolio better and take you to the promised land, which is where you deserve. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much for being here.